I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. Cedar Rapids' largest employer and Iowa's stake in Flight Systems and Communications is heading for another change in ownership. It was just last November that Connecticut-based United Technologies acquired Rockwell Collins for $23 billion. The Cedar Rapids industry was renamed Collins Aerospace. United Technologies announced over the weekend a merger with another major aerospace and defense contractor, Raytheon. The new company is being called Raytheon Technologies Corporation. 19 of the nearly two dozen Democratic presidential candidates were in Cedar Rapids last night for the Iowa Democratic Hall of Fame dinner fundraiser. South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, like all the candidates, focused his attacks on President Trump.
The only thing we can do is to look at that show that this president's created, whatever you want to call it, reality show, horror show, game show, and we're going to change the channel to something completely different.
Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota made the case for a candidate from the heartland.
Iowa, it means standing up to risky schemes of privatizing Medicaid. It means standing up for our rural hospital. And it means saying to those big pharma companies, you know what? You might have two lobbyists for every member of Congress. You might think that they own Washington, but they don't own me.
The most notable absence in the lineup of speakers is former Vice President Joe Biden. Many of the candidates criticized Biden, describing him as an establishment candidate. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont described him as a well-intentioned candidate pursuing a, quote, middle ground strategy that antagonizes no one, that stands up to nobody, and that changes nothing. A federal grant will help Dubuque clean up and revitalize its downtown district. Last week, the U.S. EPA awarded the city an $800,000 grant to remediate brownfields. A brownfield is land that was previously used for industrial or commercial purposes, but that now has real or potential environmental contamination. Terry Hawks Goodman, assistant city manager, says this isn't the first time Dubuque has received such a grant. In fact, it is the eighth in 17 years.
Our very first brownfield grant was received in 2002 for $200,000 at the Port of Dubuque. Those investments now equal nearly $600 million.
That grant led to the construction of a casino, water park, hotel, conference center, and the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium. Goodman says that the city of Dubuque applies for brownfield grants whenever possible because they help fund revitalization projects.
That enable the community to have the flexibility to assess multiple properties, to clean up some properties, and to catalyze these properties into revenue generating or income for the taxpayers in our community, because we can put properties back into service, which is the goal for all old abandoned property.
Dubuque is one of 149 U.S. communities that will receive a brownfield grant this year. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK News.